The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. My name is Joy Summers, and I do a radio show on Way FM. If you have not caught the show live in a while, all you got to do is download the Way FM app and listen during the afternoons. We have such incredible brand new music on Way FM right now. And you're going to hear a new person on the podcast. I think this is only the second one he's featured on, but I've got a brand new producer. His name is Tom. He's a dad of four, and you're going to hear from him as well. At the very end of the podcast today, you're going to hear our first Taste Test Tuesday in a while, and we let you know if Jenny's Everything Bagel Ice Cream is a delicious treat or an absolute disaster. But first, it's time for New Music Monday.
It's New Music Monday on Way FM.
Producer Tom gets to try to guess one of our new songs, and if he gets it wrong, you get to win a prize. Somehow you got this right last week.
Yeah. Well, I'm one for one. So
I think it's terrible that I'm like rooting against you this week, but I want to give someone a prize back.
That's me, Joy. Come on.
Okay, here's your 5-second clip.
And I'm on my way. Oh, I know the song, Joy.
Do you know the name of the song?
It's not I'm On My Way, is it?
Yeah, it is. I was like, if he doesn't get this, I don't actually know what I'm going to do.
And I'm on my way.
So he's got the name of the song, but do you know who sings it?
Is it Ryan Stevenson?
It's not.
Oh.
He's fantastic, though. Okay, now you have a shot to win. If you know who sings the song On Our Way that's new on Way FM, who's this?
Christina.
So unlike me, do you know the artist that just played?
Absolutely. It's Mercy Me, Bart Millard, and his son.
Oh my goodness, look at you nailing it. That
yeah.
is crazy. Wow. Christina, well, you're rocking at this. I feel so awful that I didn't get it right, but you got it right, and you're getting a prize pack.
That's awesome.
Exhaustion will sleep up on you. I meant to say sneak up on you. I think it's pretty clear that I am dealing with sleep exhaustion right now. Imagine falling asleep while you're in the middle of your workday. A FedEx employee was loading a plane and woke up 800 miles away. I guarantee he has a baby at home. We're talking about the times you've fallen asleep in unexpected places, and producer Tom is great at this.
Well, it happened in the bathroom, Joy.
The bathroom?
The bathroom. So my 11-month-old Nash was a baby at the time, so I went to get away, and the bathroom was the place to get away.
I have heard that's what parents do. It's not working for me right now because my kid sticks his hand under the doors, but your little was probably so small, that was your oasis.
Yeah. So just, 30 minutes later, I'm napping, and I get a knock at the door, and my wife's like, are you okay?
You better be dead in there, is probably
yeah.
what she was thinking.
She thought something was wrong, so I was fine, got out, helped her out. She was a little, I think, mad that I fell asleep.
I would be.
Yeah. Well, hey, you could do it too. I just beat you to the punch.
The news can be so discouraging, and that is why we have a segment on the show called Joyful News. Producer Tom is not only brand new to the show, he's brand new to the area, and you said someone showed your wife so much kindness.
I feel bad because I wasn't there to help her. So we have a 2-year-old and an 11-month-old, and she was getting them from daycare. And I guess my 2-year-old walking into the parking lot, she's trying to get them in the car. He had a meltdown in
As
the
they
parking
do.
Lot,
mm-hmm.
laid down on the floor, well, the road, and just would not get up.
That's a nightmare when you're by yourself.
Yes. So my wife's like, I'm freaking out for like 10 minutes, right?
She couldn't get him in the car.
Could not get him in the car. Meanwhile, she's got my 11-month-old, which is like, he's the size of the 2-year-old. He's a big boy.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, another mom walked up, saw what was going on, and she offered help, and she did. So my wife Jessica gave her Nash, my 11-month-old, mm-hmm. and then Jessica was able to get Maddox, my 2-year-old, up and in the car. But if it wasn't for that mom, I mean, it really does take a village. So
yes.
just my wife is super thankful for that. And I mean, if you're a mom and you see another mom struggling,
oh, you gotta step in.
Yeah,
we cannot do it without each other. Hey, it's Joy. Just taking a quick break from this podcast to tell you about our incredible sponsors. You know when you're watching a scary movie and all you want to yell at the TV is, don't go in there. That's a really bad decision. Don't you wish somebody would do that through our entire lives? It's why you want to work with someone that you trust, especially when it comes to money. I'm talking about our friends at United Faith Mortgage. Last year, my husband and I decided it was time to refinance our home. But the first company we started to work with just gave us an uneasy feeling. And that's when I remembered United Faith Mortgage has this direct lender advantage. What it means is there's no middleman, and it often gets you a better rate. It could even save you monthly and lifelong money. So instead, we refinanced with United Faith Mortgage. And everywhere along the line, they said, you know, maybe we shouldn't do that. That's probably not a good decision. Someone even came to our home to help us sign the final papers. Check out this faith and family company at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Imagine not being able to feed the people that you love. Poverty keeps so many people trapped in today because they can't get past what they're going to have for their next meal to even plan for tomorrow. There's a mom in the Dominican Republic with several kids. Her name is Noella Bello, and she said, I felt worthless when I couldn't provide for my children. But then they were a recipient of the Chicken of the Month Club. They're actually our podcast sponsors through Food for the Hungry. And for $28 a month, you could provide two chickens to a different vulnerable family every month. And once their family got these chickens, she said, my kids were able to start eating the eggs. We were able to sell some of the eggs. My kids are healthier than ever. And she said, now we can make goals for our lives. You're literally freeing families from the fear of not having enough food. That's the best way to spend $28 a month. If you want to be a part of it, just text the word FLOCK, that's F-L-O-C-K, to 91979. Or to be a part of what Food for the Hungry is doing to help the poor and the marginalized, all you got to do is click on the link in the show notes or go to fh.org/join. It shouldn't be so hard to convince men to go to the doctor. I don't really get it. My husband hasn't had a checkup in years, and he keeps saying, I'm going to call the doctor, but it's not happening. I'm about 2 days away from making the call myself, making the appointment, and then I feel like I'm going to have to tell him we're going out to eat, and we're just going to have to show up there. I just don't get it. Joined by producer Tom, how long has it been for you?
So I have an appointment next month, apparently.
That's great.
My wife made it for me.
Okay, this is what we're finding. The women are the only reason men go to the doctor. Tell me why you didn't make your own appointment. She had to go through and call.
I don't know. I just don't do it. You know, one time she made an appointment and I didn't show up, and then she got really mad at me.
You just ghosted the doctor?
I did.
Oh, Jesus help you. If my husband did that when he came home, I would be like, I'm driving you to your next appointment and I'm dropping you off. Hey, who's this?
This is Matt from Tallahassee, Florida.
Matt, how long has it been since you've been to the doctor?
August of 2004.
No. What?
Yes.
I don't even remember how old I was back then because I was so young. I was certainly in high school. Why?
It's kind of hard to explain. I feel like I'm more in tune with my body than they are. Ignorance is bliss.
Oh, no, Matt. No. If you just pray more, you wouldn't deal with anxiety. That's what someone said to me once, because I'm pretty open about my mental health struggles, the postpartum depression, the anxiety attacks once in a while. But the reason I don't agree with that statement is because God never promises that he will take it away. He promises that he will be in the fight with us. And I sat down with the women of Skillet, and Corey Cooper talked about what she said to her bandmate, Jen, when she was literally having a panic attack side stage.
You might not ever get through this feeling.
Yeah.
But God has called you to be on this stage.
Yep.
And so right now you fight it and you keep fighting it till the day you die.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you know, it doesn't seem as hopeful, like God's going to break through and you're never going to deal with this again. But the reality is he might allow you to deal with it, and you get stronger in the battle if you keep fighting.
There's trendy foods all across America, and we try them so you don't have to. This is Taste Test Tuesday.
Get in my belly. Come on.
Producer Tom is in charge of Taste Test Tuesday, so tell us what you brought today.
I'm actually excited because it's ice cream, Joy.
Pretty pumped about that.
We've heard about the new Everything Bagel ice cream.
It's from Jenny's, right?
It is Jenny's. And to be honest, the woman at the shop, she's like, isn't it so good? And I was like, I don't know. This is the first time we're trying it.
She likes it.
And then she goes, oh, I was joking. It's not that good. So
that
I guess she
must
doesn't like it.
Mean it's not selling well, or she sees dissatisfied customers. I have to tell you, it looks like it's a vanilla ice cream and there's nasty flecks in it. Do you know what these flecks are?
I mean, it's the Everything Bagel seasoning, right? So what is it? Poppy seed, sesame seed?
I think there might be onion in that, which is horrible.
Doesn't this look like cookie dough?
No.
I don't know. Well, you ready?
Okay, yeah, let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. That was a big mistake, Jenny. Oh, I was hoping to tell you this would be your new favorite treat for the summer, but I think you should avoid it. Jenny's has so many good flavors. How did they make it taste like an actual bread bagel?
It actually does. If you love Everything Bagel and you don't want the bagel and you just want ice cream for the morning, then that's your jam. But otherwise,
it's salty, very salty, mixed with the sweet. I'm giving this a 1 out of 10 because it makes me want to punch someone.
Yeah, this is like a 0, to be honest. It is so bad. This is not a dessert.
Jenny's, we love you, but we hate what you did.